You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Digital Drive time on a Monday. We're going to be exploring the world of cyber attacks, cyber security, particularly where it relates to government organizations. We know that the State Information Technology Agency, CETA, is primarily responsible for a large portion of the government's ICT infrastructure. And we have previously seen that their systems have come under quite a bit of scrutiny from the cyber security world. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with cybersecurity researcher Joel Cedros. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Joel, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. The number of government websites that have experienced cyber attacks of late seems to be growing, particularly in the South African context. We've seen on and off reports here and there. We've seen conversations around certain systems being hacked. What for you suggests that this is becoming a common pattern and only going to get worse for government organizations?
So what I did was, in the month of May, a report came out that said that a cyber criminal group has hacked CETA and SARS. And that is what actually prompted me to then go and look at the entire situation. So what I did was I looked at CETA's network and the amount of vulnerabilities that I found, both on and off CETA's network, was actually quite shocking. So as you said, CETA is meant to be the organization responsible for government's ICT. But on their network alone, we found that there are over 5,000 known vulnerabilities. And this is only across about 1,100 servers. So one in seven servers on the CETA network actually carries one known flaw on average. And that points to a very serious issue. And I then looked at it into more detail, and I looked at what we call critical CVEs, or critical vulnerabilities. And these are the vulnerabilities that are rated between 9 and 10 on the severity scale. And on CETA's network, there are just over 500 critical vulnerabilities. And six of these are vulnerabilities that appear on what America's Cyber Defense Agency calls the known exploited vulnerabilities list. This is the list of vulnerabilities that aren't just theoretical risks. These are vulnerabilities that are actively being exploited by hackers across the world. So I think CETA, as well as our government, we have a very big problem on our hands.
Now, Joel, we've received various reports from CETA in the past around the security or the state of vulnerability that their systems are undergoing. At some stage, we were told that the government departments host a lot of their systems within their own environments, and following that, we've been told as well that CETA is continuously looking to improve their own infrastructure. Where do you think these vulnerabilities pose the greatest threat to government websites and, by extension, to South Africans?
Right. So firstly, I know that in CETA's media statement, they actually said that their systems are secure. That's a direct quote from them. But somewhat ironically, the CETA website itself isn't even secure. It's running software that has been for years not supported. And so I think when you then look at it from us as citizens, from our perspective, I think we are all extremely vulnerable. And I'd actually ask a slightly different question. Have we as citizens been exposed to a cyber, or rather, has something like this happened already? Has there been a big cyber attack that has led to our data being out there? And we know it has. Statsys.A was hit by a ransomware attack in March this year. And that cyber criminal group, I believe they were called XP95, they claimed to have stolen over 154 gigabytes of data. And so the risk, not just to the government, but also to us as citizens and our data, it's not a hypothetical risk. Government servers hold data that we as South Africans have to give to the state, right? The state has to have our ID documents. They need to have our deeds information. They need to have our criminal histories, things like that. And so if an attacker is able to get into those systems, that data can then be used to commit identity fraud, to do financial crimes, and much worse against us as citizens.
Joel, how do citizens protect themselves? How do government organizations and government institutions better protect themselves? We know that the government institutions have been saying they're going on a clear drive to improve their systems, but improvement when the data is out is a little bit too late. What preventative measures should be in place at this stage, understanding that we do live in a very digital world?
To be honest with you, Jeremy, I don't think we as citizens can protect ourselves, because the reality is there is information that we have to hand over to the government. And then unfortunately, this information goes and sits on servers with thousands of vulnerabilities. So the government actually needs to go and they need to start patching their servers. They need to take offline any system that carries one of these known vulnerabilities. And these vulnerabilities, a lot of them have been around for tens of years. I mean, one of the earliest vulnerabilities on CETA's network has been there since 2006. That is when Thabo Mbeki was still our president. Off the CETA's network, the earliest vulnerability was in 2007. So it seems like 2006 and 7 were the last few years that the government actually cared about our data and about updating the systems. And they need to go and they need to update their systems. But in addition to that, we need to really have a look at who controls the systems, who is responsible for the systems. So CETA claims that they are not fully responsible for the systems. And then the government departments go and say, no, CETA is fully responsible. So there is no accountability, there's no responsibility. No one is taking responsibility for what is happening on these servers. But the reality is they're going to get hacked. Our data is going to get out there. Well, the data that's not out there already. So I think Parliament will actually need to hold both CETA as well as the various government departments accountable.
Joel, before I let you go, I want to take a look at international best practice in the cybersecurity world. What can we learn that can be deployed in our own situation to better improve where we stand from a cybersecurity perspective?
Well, what we used when we did this research was a tool called Shodan, and they are like a Google, but they're not for websites. They are for internet-facing devices, servers, things like that. And what our government can start to do is they can use tools like Shodan to go and monitor their networks and to get notified whenever a vulnerability pops up. But in addition to that, they should be patching their servers regularly. We can't have servers that are sitting unpatched with vulnerabilities from 2006 and 7. It doesn't make sense. The people that are responsible for the servers need to regularly update the systems. I mean, CETA's website itself is behind by a couple of years. It makes no sense to not update a system regularly.
Protecting the integrity of the information of South Africans and of the South African government is the responsibility of all of our citizens, including those that work within government organizations. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Joel Cedrus, cybersecurity researcher, for joining us to take a look at cyber attacks and vulnerabilities that exist within our organizations and how to better protect ourselves.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.